And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on a Tuesday morning. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, we're going to hear from some guests from the Manhattan Housing Authorities. But we start things off first talking Pottawatomie County today. And Commissioner Pat Waxman joins us on the phone here this morning. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
Good morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Appreciate the time here this morning. How's Pat doing these days?
So far, you know, the whole winter's been pretty good to me. I haven't been sick or laid up with anything, and we've kept busy, so that's not bad this day and age.
Yeah, absolutely not. And you guys, I know, have a lot of work going on. We were talking earlier this morning about Dave and myself about how we don't envy the work that the county commissioners in any county have to do right now, let alone all that you guys are dealing with in on the other side of the river here.
Yeah, we've got quite the litany. I wrote it down here, and I'll just go through it real quick. And, you know, it's not so much that the commissioners are busy with all this. It's just that we got to kind of juggle it, and we take calls for, you know, some things when they're not going quite right. And I'm sure that there's a lot of concerns and a lot of cursing and cussing going on coming into Manhattan today off of 24, but some of the projects we got going, Brandon, we got the Crown C intersection, that's right there by the sale barn. We've got the 24 Green Valley intersection. It's going to start today or tomorrow. We've got a Green Valley Bridge pedestrian bridge north of the Dares there. It's in consideration. We've got the bridge off Blackjack and 24. That's a state job, but it's going to be right down the road from all the rest of this. Wamego truck route, it's scheduled to go. We've got 12 miles of overlay, 23 miles of chip and seal. We've got dust control program. We've got improvements going on Dyer Road right now. We've got three subdivisions on the table. Got three bridge projects. We've got two schools, one under construction with USD 383, and then we've got one in the late planning stages for the Christian school right there on Green Valley. That area is going to be a mess. And then we've got, in the planning stages, a stoplight at 24 and Columbian and Wamego. Bellevue Bridge is in the planning stages. We've got work on a couple fire stations being looked at. And this doesn't count anything that our general maintenance and public work crews are doing. Noxious weeds, taking care of 950 miles of roads, building maintenance, and it all just keeps going. So we've got a full plate.
I guess this is kind of what you get when you have growth along such a corridor that, you know, maintenance, while it's no fun, it's necessary, especially from here to Wamego.
Yeah, this Green Valley intersection, it's been in the maintenance for, oh golly, 7 or 8 years, and trying to get the right away and all the easements and everything. It's been costly. The cost of the project's probably gone up $700,000 or $800,000 to the county itself, but we're sharing the got a grant from KDOT, and we're basically, I don't know, helping them, it seems like to me, because, you know, I don't know where we fall into funding a state project, but as long as it improves things down there, we're gonna play and appreciate, you know, any money there. Then at Crown C, they gave us, we got a grant there. That project was supposed to go, I think, about 3 or 4 years ago, and we never could get right away bought. Finally just canned it, but now it came about. So just a lot of undertaking, a lot of work, and it's going to take a lot of patience.
Yeah. Well, and I know we took some phone calls here yesterday about the you know, the backups all the way to the Manhattan Town Center, and people obviously are going to be frustrated. We understand that, but what would you tell people for as far as why the projects are all kind of happening at the same time? Is there a reason for that?
Well, like I said, these projects, Crown C was on the table 3 or 4 years ago. Green Valley's been on the table for quite a while, and it's actually been pushed back over the last year because of decisions that weren't made or being held up in legal areas or this type deal, and then they just kind of all broke broke loose at the same time. And then we've got the city of Manhattan. They're getting ready to move their parks and general operations for the streets over there next to the sewer plant. And there's going to be work on that intersection there with the light going in off of Levy Drive. So they're wanting to get, I think, their project started here within the next year or so. So, you know, it just seems like every road in Pot County is going to be affected. And, you know, I feel for the people making the trip. I have no way of telling them, you know, what they ought to do or what they should do, because I really don't know. I really couldn't tell them. You've got the Zinedale route, you know, coming in from the east. If you'd want to bypass some of the stuff, it might be just about as fast going that way. But then, you know, it's just going to be a challenge. Yeah. I told you this morning what the billboards ought to be saying.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. It's not an easy time to make a commute. And, you know, but we've had the conversations and for many years now about the need for an alternate route into Manhattan from Pottawatomie County. That seems like that's going nowhere at this point, but something that obviously needs to be explored. I would think at least a second route somewhere, if it's not over the Marlette Avenue Bridge or Junietta Bridge, whatever, maybe in somewhere else. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my partner in crime, the other commissioner, Dee, you know, she's all for it. She knows, you know, and, you know, I'm not opposed to looking at it, but it's like I've said from day one, you know, we're willing to try to, you know, provide easements and right-of-ways to do this, but at the same time, there's been no indication that we get any idea. You know, you can take the plane off, but you got to have a place to land it too. And you know, there's been really no talks or anything about where we can land this thing, you know, back into you know, Riley County, and just never really get any help or work with it. So we're looking at going up. I can't remember. It'll get dumped down there on Dyer Road. You go north on Green Valley, and I can't think of the name of that road that goes across country there up by the state lake. And, you know, that is a route that we've looked at maybe trying to upgrade, and where it would be a little more hospitable to, you know, people driving that, and at least have a good emergency route that we could use if something happens.
Yeah, that makes sense. Obviously, you know, there's no easy solution that's going to happen overnight. But you know, certainly with the way that area is growing, there's going to be more need for that going forward. And you know, another road that I enjoy kind of just driving out every once in a while, a little east of here, and see all that growth that's going on in Blue Township, St. George, and further east. And I had a chance to go down to the Excel Road the other day, and we got that new elementary school going out there. I know there's going to be some maybe needs to pave some roadway out there with that new development. Is there any talks about improvements to Excel Road and going north?
Yes, Brandon, we you know, we've been looking at that, and we've looked at, you know, paving. We need to get Harvest Road, and we need to get Excel Road paved, but with all the rest of these projects, you know, it's just hard to funding it. I like to say that, you know, we're in real good shape as far as funding. And the project on Excel Road, we have done a positive thing on getting that, you know, to where it can be going, and that is we've purchased about 14 acres of right-of-way that goes from Harvest Road up to the new school. The county owns that, and we bought that just strictly to prepare for, you know, the need for that road. Now, I can't tell you when that road's going to go in. I mean, you're looking at a multi-million-dollar project, But we have purchased the right-of-way, and not only the right-of-way, but the ground. And what we envision, we've got a big detention pond going north of the school, right there on Junietta. And we're going to have to take a lot of dirt out of that, or we're going to try to stockpile the dirt over on the property that we bought here 6, 7, 8 months ago. So, you know, we're planning. We're trying to stay ahead of the curve. It's really hard to do sometimes, but I guess over a period of time, you learn a couple of things that might help you in the future, and then you can shoot yourself in the foot in the future over them too.
Yeah. That's no easy challenge there. With all that development, it's real impressive, all that development that's going on out there with the subdivision, the school. And where did you say that right-of-way was at again, north of the school?
No, we purchased the property from Harvest Road,
okay,
which is south. You know, if what it would do is extend Excel Road straight north to the school.
Gotcha.
There's nothing there. It'd be just like extending Excel Road, you know, from where it is straight north to the school. But there again, you know, we've got to gonna try to find some players in this. See if we get some help. And yeah, we at least we have the property to do it. That's one of the key things that we found out and noticed in the last 6 years. You know, you pay through the nose for a lot of right of way and easements. And this one here now, we're in pretty good shape.
All right. We're speaking with Pat Waxman, Pottawatomie County Commissioner here, joining us on the phone. I got to take a quick break, Pat. We'll come back and have segment number two after this on News Radio KMAN.